Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Miriam Rossi Shayuchyu. Mishmas Maris Esther, Bas Rib Shmuel, Maris Hanbus Marisot Hanbus Mirzev, Moshe Gero and Yehudis, Bahavatzal Homan Seideim, and Hayachavi Feywas Mechavis Basia, Avigala Yalas Bas Chevet, Zoshachol Israel. The Gemara and Mesechus Gittin, and Daf is Vovon Beis. It says, Boy Ilfa, Ilfa inquired, Yadayim Tehoras Lechatzoyim? O Ein Tehoras Lechatzoyim? Are hands purified by half measures? Or are they not purified by half measures? Hechidami, what's the case? Ilem de Kamashu Beitre Miravias, if we say that Ilfa is inquiring. When two people wash from one cup containing a quarter lug of water, whether both people fulfill their obligation, is that a shaila? In other words, two people wash from one cup that has a revius haluk. The answer is, it's a mishnah. From a quarter lug of water, the hands of one person or two may wash. As long as it starts off with a revius, one guy can wash, two people can wash. Since it originally contained the required measure of a revius, so two guys can use it, as we were learning in our series of Shi'urim in the Maseches Yadayim. Two people can take from one Shi'urivis. Azeh la shela shel Ilfa. Vel de kamashi chad echad yade, but perhaps Ilfa's query concerns where a person watches each hand separately. So, in the previous case, what happened was that neither party had the required revius, but it was complete because they were washed together by a third party. Some people, it doesn't have to be washed simultaneously, as we discussed at length in our Maseches Yadayim Shiurim. So here, the element of Chatzi Shir is that the washing is divided in half. First, it's poured on one hand, and then it's poured on the other. Rashi, the mashi chadi yadei, the other mashi idach, and then the other one. First one hand, and then the other one. So the answer to this shaila is obvious. Vatanayoti yadrachas benetil vachas b'shtifa yadav tahiris. If one washes one of his hands by rinsing, i.e., poured water from a kli onto his hand, as the Chachamim told him to do. And then the other one, he immersed it in a stream, as Arboim saw, as a Yadayim Tahoris, his hands are purified. So these are separate hand acts of washing. So to hear, they're separate acts of washing. And that, if that's his Shaila, where you're washing one and then the other, it's Pashut, it's fine. Ve'ela dekam mashi palga palga didei. Maybe Ilfa's shaila is when a person washes half of each hand separately. Chachamim say that you have to wash till the knuckles, according to Rashi, ad haperek. So he washed and then dried half of one hand and then washed the other half. Wasn't washed at once. Wait a second. Yadayim ain't aris lechatzayim. We also know this. Hands aren't purified by half measures. So lo tzricha. The ika, no, we need the brisa. For a case, the ika mashke toifeach, where the liquid on the part of the hand washed first is sufficient to moisten whatever touches it. Rashi, Dika Mashke Toifeach, Kishachazar Venoto Yadav, Kishachazar Venoto, Chetzi Hasheni Lo Nigev Harishon Legamre, Dadain Mashke Toifeach. When he washes the other half of his hand, he didn't dry the first half, Legamre, so it's still moist. That's the Shaila. Dika Mashke Toifeach, my Havi, what does it matter? That's none. Hanitzok, the hakatafris, umashke toifeyach, eno chibur loyla tumah veloyla tahara. We learn the Mishnah that this is a Mishnah in Tyrus, Parakhas Mishnah Tes. And Nitzok, a stream of liquid. In other words, liquid is poured from a kli that's tahor into a kli that's tameh. So although the uninterrupted flow of poured liquid physically connects the contents, the halacha doesn't regard the flow as a connector that allows the liquid in the lower tummy kli to be metame, the liquid in the upper tahor kli. That's hanitzik, eno chibur. The akatafris is tahor liquid is channeled down a board on a steep mountain slope into a pool of tummy liquid below. The Mishnah rules that although the two pools of liquid are physically connected by the downward flowing current, the lower pool does not contaminate the upper pool. And number three, umashke tofeach, a long trough. A trough is a trough is a long, narrow, open container for animals to eat and drink out of. So, in such a case, this guy has a long trough, and it contains two pools of liquid. One tameh and the other tahor. One pool rests on one side of the trough and the other pool at the other. And in the center of the trough is damp to the degree that it moistens anything that touches it. So what would be the halacha? The halacha is that it is, so one's tummy, one's tar, and although the moist center connects physically between these two sides, the halacha doesn't regard the dampness as a connector that allows the tummy pool to contaminate the tar pool. So in all three cases, eino chibul, they are not considered a connection between the two liquids, lo l'tuma v'lo l'tahava. In the case of the two mikvos, neither of which has 40 sa' of water, so the Mishnah rules that none of these three means of physically connecting the two mikvos can halachically join them into one large mikvah of 40 or more se'ah. As Rashi explains, it was a different shot. So that's in the case of the two mikvos. Not letumah either. If one side is tameh, it's not metameh the other side. So mere dampness, even though it's moistened what touches it, cannot connect two separate pools of liquid. So the Gemara learns from here that this degree of dampness doesn't join the two washings of the hand. So the Mishnah implicitly teaches that we don't regard the two parts of the hand as being washed together. So Ilfa could not have intended this to be his shaila, because it's pashat. Mazel zeh lanu, she'zeh tofeach. Tofeach doesn't help for tumantara, and it also doesn't help that it's considered washing the hands. That it's considered washing the hands, the two parts of the hands together. So therefore, the Gemara goes on a different derech, and the Gemara says that we're talking about a case of where the part of the hand washed first is so moist that anything touching it is able to moisten something else. Rashi, the part of the hand washed first is still very damp when the other part of the hand is washed. So it's not just toifech, it's not just wet, but it can actually moisten a third object. So maybe this greater degree of moisture qualifies as a connection, as a connector between the two netilos. So the Gemara says, Hanami Tanina. We already know this also, because Tofeach Latvi Achibu, something so moist that it can moisten something else, is considered a connection between two liquids, either to communicate Tuma or to produce Tahara. So, just like it connects liquids in matters of Tuma and Tahara, as we spoke about before, that it can make for a kosher a mikvah, and it can also connect what is tame to what is tahor, in other words, the tame kli, tame mayim to the tahor mayim, if it's tofeach hamanas latpiach, so too it can also connect the two washings. So Ilfa couldn't have asked about this either, because tofeach latpiach is a chibur. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma lenya mikvos, perhaps the connection that the Braisa talks about concerns only the matter of completing the minimum volume of water required for valid mikvos, not through the joining of separate bodies of water into one, but rather through a principle that we learn elsewhere, the Rabbi Yehudahi. Isnan, mikvashesh l'arvayim sa mechuvanos, if a mikvah contains 40 sa'ah, v'yardishnayim v'tavlu, and two tami people went down in the tavlu, Zechar, Zeh, one after the other. The first guy's tar, the second guy's tamek, because the first guy took water with him. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Yimay Yuragov Shalvisha, Nogas Bemayim, if the feet of the first one was still touching the water when the second person immersed himself, Afashani Tor, the second one also becomes tar. So why is that? Because we say good achis, we say that the water and the first and the guy who stood up's body is still, we see it as if it's part of the mikvah. So the second guy who dips is also tar, we see it as if it's 40 sa. Hence it is not certain that the Bryce's ruling can be applied to the case of washing a hand by halves. In other words, this Teifeach HaManas Latpiach would make it that when the Bryce says that it's Teifeach HaManas Latpiach is a chibur, maybe it's talking about the case of mikvos, that if the guy stands up, then we say good achis. Rashi lenya mikvos kamer rev yud mishim good achis umir lenya netil and abaya yav netil lekitikun lechatzayin olov and rias chibur mikvos raya chibur mikvos raya lekan danan lav mishim chibur mikvayla. So this is enough to make for good achis. And if it's tofeach hamanas latpiach, then the guy who stands up, if the feet of the first one were still touching the water, and the second guy immersed himself, then the second one also becomes tahor. But who says that this applies to the case of hand washing? So Ilfa's shaila is taka where one half of the hand was washed. However, when the second half of the hand was subsequently washed, the first half was still wet enough to fech amenas latpiach. Is that enough to connect the two washings? So it's enough to make the Nagor's case. It's enough to make good achis. But is it enough to make, to connect the two washings? Is it enough to make a chibur between the two washings? Because until now, we were thinking that we're talking about chibur, that tofeach and tofeach hamanas latpiach is mechaber, connects between two bodies of water, so also it connects between the two washings. But now we see that, no, it's a different thing completely. It's good achis. And therefore, that wouldn't connect to our case. And that's Ilfa's shaila. עד כאן מדברי קודשו של הגמרא. The Rambam, in the 11th parak of Hilchos Mikvos, in the 7th halacha, writes, Natal mixas yadai, v'chazal v'hoisif v'natal anisha min yadai, הרי יודי תמיה כשהייסה. ואם עדיין יש על מקצס שנוטל בתחילה, תפח על מנס להדפיח, הרי זו תהרו. If a person washes part of his hands, and then he washes the rest of his hand is tamei like it was before. But if the part of his hand is still tefach al menas lahadpiach, then he's tahor. The Kesef Mishnah writes, that af agav de besugyin dachi, v'amar de hadisanya tefach al menas lahadpiach, chibur de omelinyin mikvos Rabbi Yehudahi, klomar v'alinyin atilis yadayim lo, posak rabenu lahokel, mishum de derech dechia ka'ama, v'oid de habe le sveka b'de rabbanan u le kula. So our sugya was doche, that we have no raya for the suffix of Ilfa, when he washed part of his hand and then washed the other part of his hand, because it's only talking about mikvahs, but not about atilas yadayim. So the Rambam paskins is only derech dechia, but really, that was Ilfa's Shaila, and Tofeach HaMenas Latfeach is fine, it is Mechaber, and Shalma Yisrael. And also, it's a Safek Rabbanan Lekula. So therefore, we're Mekil, and we say that if he washes part of his hands, then he washes the other part, that it is A-OK. Okay, Ein Zekasa Bebeis Yosef, Baruch Chaim, that the Rambam paskins Tofeach HaMenas Latfeach is Tehoira, it's a Bayin Delo Yivshita, it's a Shaila that hasn't been resolved, and Havalei Safek B'Taras Yadayim T'Tar. So it's a Safek in Taras Yadayim, and we say Tar. Rambam writes, Perek Vav, Mehilchus Brachus, Halacha Tesvav, Mayim Shenestapik Loi, Im Nasa Mehem Halacha, O Lo Nasa, Im Yesh Behem Kishiyu, O She'en Behem, Im Hein Tehoirin, O Itmeim, Safek Natal Yadav, Safek Loi Natal Yadav, Sveikoi Tor, she calls Sufik, she batavis yadayim tor, all these sveikas. You don't know if malacha was done with the water or not, which would pass with the water. You don't know if it has a shear or not. You don't know if the water is tamei or tor. You don't know if you washed or didn't. Always sveikoi tor, because Sufik yadayim is tor. The Mishnah Lamelech, in the fourth parak of Bechoros, in the first halacha, in Dibur HaMaschu V'Savu HaYisi, writes, is Tamei on the Rambam, who writes that Safek Natal Yadav, Safek Lo Natal Yadav Sveik Otar. Why is that? Because the Tur in Ohr HaChaim in Shin Sadi Dalid writes if you have a Safek Erev, you're going Safek Im Hayakayim Bein Hashmashos, although it's kosher, provided as a Cheskas Kashrus. You left it there and a Safek happened. But if it didn't have a cheskas kashrus, meaning let's say there was less food, some of the food was taken away, but if it didn't have a cheskas kashrus, in other words, was it there in the first place or not, it's not effective. So you see that even when it comes to a suffix derabanan, when there's a suffix if you placed it or not, if there's no cheskas kashrus, we say sveik, we don't say sveik alakula. And if so, if there's a suffix if he washed his hands or didn't wash his hands, why do we say sveik otar? Yeah, there's no cheskas kashrus. We don't know if he washed his hands in the first place. Ma bein ze lebein safek kiniach. What's between this and the case where he was safek if he placed it there bein hashmashas or not? So bishleima, what we learned in Yadayim 2:4, that safek nasa b'malacha, safek lo nasa b'malacha, sveik otar. So I get it. You have a suffix malacha, you know you washed, you have a suffix malacha, so leave it at the cheskas tire, it's good, that the water is good water. There we can go lekula. Also, Tamei Shiyared Litbal Safik Tavel Safik Lo Tavel, but the Rabbanan Sfek Otar. Because we know that he went down to be Tovel, we just don't know that if he was Tovel Kedin, Sfek Otar. But here we have a Safek. Aval B'Safek Natal Yadav, Safek Lo Natal, to have a Safek. This is all the Mishnah Lamelech talking. Aval B'Safek Natal Yadav, Safek Lo Natal Yadav, which is a Safek, the Iker de Milsa. Did he b'chal wash his hands? Did he b'chal do a mice in a til sidaim? It's not that he went into the mikveh or he was yared litbol. He didn't do anything. He might not have done anything. So why should it be okay? Why should we be makel? Mad bein zeh lebein safek kiniach. That's a pretty juicy kasha in the Mishnah Lamelech. The only problem is, it's not so glat, because you already want to ask, also, Yared Litbol, Safek Tovel, Safek Lotol, Bishlam, if you put the Erev Kedin, and you don't know if something happened to it that made it not kosher. So there we can have a Shaila. But if he was Safek Tovel, Safek, if he was Safek Tovel, Safek Lotol, why should it be Tar? You're right, he was Yared Litbol, but we don't know he was Tovel Kahoygen. Did he go in completely or not? So this Mishnah Melech is Shver. What do you mean? Mishnah Melech says, no. Suffolk, if he's Yared Litbol, Suffolk Tavol, Suffolk Loy Tavol properly, then we say Suffolk Tavol Mapitom. He has no Cheskas Kashrus. We don't know if Bechali was Tavol. That's a tzarech iyun, and beikir kushias Mishnah Lamelech. Why suffik nata yada sveik otar? It's like suffik kiniach as a eruv v'inashmash suffik lo iniach. So it would appear that the chachamim were mitar suffik yadayim. It's not midin suffik drabbanan lekula, but rather b'suffik yadayim le'gazru klal, and it's kitar vaday. Dimi the suffik mamzer or suffik orla b'chutzlar. The mutter b'tayras v'adai, that's mashmaos of the lashon of the Rambam. Perak yedale me'avas hatuma. Shneimus as fekas tirucham bela and suffik ma'im shuvim l'mikva suffik yadayim ayin sham. So the Rambam brings 12 sfekas to Rabbanan and we go l'kula. So what's the chiddush in these 12 sfekas to Rabbanan? So it says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hakohen Rav Nosson Zatzal that in every yisod Rabbanan, even though there's a suffik, we could be makel. That's because we can be samech on the tzara heter. But if kapi shlaya galia, if God knows that the emes is ke tzara iser, the iser doesn't become heter, like the Mahari Abuhav writes in the Seches Beitza. That's why we paskin that even sfek yisod rabbanim is davar shel matirin, we go lechumra. Even though sfek yisod rabbanim lekula, but there's still a tzad that it's aser. Normally, you can be samech on the tzara kula. But when the Yesh Lamatirin, you have to be Choshish for the Tzara Yisr. This is discussed by Moreinu Rabbeinu Zatzal in the Nasan Piria there. Beitzah. But if you have Safik Yadayim, Shetiru Chachamim, the Pshat is that there's no Gzer at all, there's no Yisr at all. Even if Klapi Shmaya Galia, it doesn't matter. Even if Klapi Shmaya Galia didn't wash, it's totally washed. It's Mitar's Vaday. And that's Taka what the Prima Gadim says in Orachayim Kuf Samach. Safik Mayim Shuvim Tiru Chachamim. Even if there's a Cheskas Iser. Because that was Mitchilas HaGzera. That Shlosha Lugim that Pasel, the Mikvah are only Paseling Bevadai, not Besafik. Kain Safik Orla B'chutz La'aretz. That it's B'tayras Vadai, and here also the Gabin Atilas Yedayim. Now it would explain why we're makel, because it doesn't matter that there's no cheskas kashrus. Here we're makel b'tayras vaday. And with them, we can oichet v'alstein, with that, we can also understand the Heilige Rambam, what he writes, Safik im natal yadav, Safik lo natal yadav, Sveik otar, and the chayvid is masig, v'im kol zeh, Im yesh lo mayim lirchoitz, aminan lo kum rechoitz, So the Ravid says, still, if you can wash again, wash nachamo. But Das Rambam, no, it's Peteras Vadai. And that ran for the kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech. What's in seeing this in Hiniach Safik Hiniach Eru? There it's Bechlala Safik. And has no cheskas kasher, so you have to be machmir. But here, this is Safik, and we don't need a, we don't care whether the cheskas kasher or not, because it's Peteras Vadai. There is no tzad, there is no tzad to be machmir. And with this, we can also explain the Mishnah in Maseches Tyrus, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Haisa Tvulas Yom, what was a Tvul Yom? Mina Erises HaKadei Rabbi Yimus Soavos. She was shaking the pot filled with vegetables with unclean hands. Rasa Mashkin Ayad, and she saw a liquid on her hands. Safik Min HaKadeira Nitzu. Maybe the water came, spilled from the Kadeira onto her hands, and everything is fine. Nothing became tame. But Safik she'akelach naga biyadeha. Maybe this tulas yom touched the vegetable. The din is hayarek pasul, because Safik tulas yom is daraisa, the yarek is pasul. The hakadeira, but the pot is tahor. The Mefarshim explained the yarek is pasul, Safik tul yom, daraisa, and the kadeira is tahor, because by a tul yom is not metame a kadeira. Number one. And number two, the if it is because of Tumas Yadayim, maybe it was her hands, because her hands weren't clean, and maybe her hands touched the liquid, which was Metame, the Kedera. So if it's because of Tumas Yadayim, Safik Tumas Yadayim Tahar. We have a Safik about Tumas Yadayim. The din is Tahar. So that's the Mishnah in Maseches Tyrus, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. God should give us life and health, and hopefully we'll be able to go more into the Mishnah in the future. These days we've been learning Kalim and Yadayim, but we hope to get to Tyrus, because it's so important. So, the Tshuvas Pnei Maven Asakash and the Magen Avram, in the name of the Rash Chiyun, that it says in the Magen Avram that if somebody benched, Safik, if he benched, he has to make Safik and Birch Brecha Samad, Sarach Lavarach Mishim Shu Sveka Daraisa, and he also has to make the fourth Bracha, Shalo Yizalzel Luba. Let's have to make the fourth Bracha of Al Yechasreinu, so you're not Mizalzel. So when you have a Safik Daraisa, you have to do the Darabonim with it. So here also, we're machmir out the yerek, so you should also be machmir out the kedera. Let's be matami the kedera, so it won't be mezalzel the tumas yerek, which by tful yom is daraisa. And Tshuvas Yad Sofer, he brings from the Tshuvas Hadeshen, that even though sfeket rabbanan lekula, nevertheless, if this is sfeket daraisa and rabbanan together, we're machmir in the rabbanan. I've always seen that like that from the Mishnah and Tyrus. The answer is that sfeket yadam, we can't be machmir at all, because the Torah is vaday. So when it comes to benching, so if Klapi Shmaya Gali, he didn't bench, so then he didn't bench. So for Machmir and the Daraisa, we also Machmir the Rabbanan, Shalai Zazlu the Daraisa. When it comes to our case, where the Rabbanan is B'taras Vadai, we're making B'taras Vadai, so then we're not going to be Machmir, just because we're Machmir and the Daraisa, we're not going to be Machmir and the Rabbanan, because here, we're making B'taras Vadai, not B'taras Safi. So that is, those are some thoughts on this sugya. And obviously there's a belt more to say. So let us conclude here and give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha to continue. L'mod u'l'ameid, l'shmor v'la'asot u'l'keim is kol divrei. Salma tarasu v'yahava, Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friend.